A Champion's Mystery, Unraveling Chapter 4. The Rigors of Routine and the Motivations. These things can be difficult for a child. The same routine, early mornings, wake yourself up, shake off the sleep, dress for training, prepare for the day ahead, wash the grime off your clothes, sweat in them all over again and repeat the washing part. Endure punishments for any slip-ups, they usually involve running. Tend to your shoes and every other belonging. Push, push, push to study even if it's the last thing you want to do. Eat right, without persuasion, without sweet talk, without someone sweetening up what you're putting into your mouth. Sleep tight, with no one to kiss you goodnight. To literally force yourself to bed, else you'd had it from a giant. Everyone at that age seems like a giant, warden. And of course, to be woken up by a raucous alarm bell followed by the stern, unsympathetic voices of the very same matrons and wardens. And to repeat the whole cycle all over again, day in and day out. Even so, despite the monotony, it wasn't a conventional child's life. It was emotionally difficult, physically draining, of course. I didn't always have someone to cry to. Usually there's always someone. Here, it's just me, for myself, and no one else. Too much responsibility on tender shoulders. Nobody can tell the future. I can want a future, but I can't predict it. I didn't know then, as a child, what was coming, whether this effort was going to be worth it. But I kept the memory that made me start. Whenever I felt overwhelmed, I'd simply remember why I started. Besides, I couldn't go back home. I didn't want to go back home. Even with the resistance they showed initially, my parents had let me make this choice for myself. Though my mother was protective of me and concerned and worried and all those things that moms generally are, deep down inside, she and my father believed in me. They'd always known I'd be the one to do something path-breaking, something creditable for them, for me. And of course I wanted to jump every hurdle because everything on the other side was everything I wanted to give them. Something else helped me get across. Despite the grueling schedule, despite the back-breaking work, despite being too young to be this exhausted, I'd found family in the hostel as well. Athletes, coaches, caregivers, cooks, tutors, our little world with big dreams, a love for our sport, for our country. It tied us all together. The difficulties were there. They're always there. Competition was tough, like it should have been. Training was rough, as it should have been. I was taught, however, to perceive these as extremely rewarding challenges that I had to take on. That I wanted to take on. The mental transformation made them stimulating and electrifying. It made me want to rise to the fight. From the district to state to national meets to the Asian Games to the Olympics to the races with and against PT Usha, the strife and the sweat expanded, but so did my appetite. When the starting point of your dream is beating who I wanted to, it takes a beast as voracious as a tiger shark to take on the challenge. It drowns out the echoes of the strain entailed and goes straight for the kill. Was it worth it? There's always been pressure to perform and then perform better and then better that even. There aren't very many options when you're chasing the best. But somewhere on my journey, I was made to understand the nature of pressure. My coach once explained to me, and I recall reading this somewhere recently as well, that pressure comes from an external force. Drive comes from within. Great athletes rarely ever shrink in the face of pressure. Why, you'd ask? Because the ones up there, the best of the best, don't experience pressure as pressure. Instead, what they experience is drive. That force that propels them to focus on their own abilities, skills, talents, strengths, to the exclusion of all distractions, unfazed even by their competitors. I was learning to drown out every fear and funnel all that pressure, all that was negative, into the power I needed to become. The drive came from a very pure place of positivity, and motivation replaced fear. A belief in success, always, always, always overruling the fear of failure. And the goal, right where it was, sure, set solidly in stone. Mine. Even still, as athletes, we pay a very heavy price for our path. Things don't always work out. In fact, they work out lesser than they do. I have been injured because of my own follies and for other reasons that weren't within my control. I have failed to make the timings I needed to crack as a result. Times like these were a reminder to ask myself if I wanted to look at this as a failure or a setback, a stumbling block, or better still, merely feedback. I couldn't look at it like it was a catastrophe or the end of the road, and neither should anyone else. If you want something, you've got to be willing to pay a price for it, and you've got to take every experience along the way in your stride. Edit and alter and maybe even reconstruct what your approach is going to be. The goal stays. Everything else can be remodeled and fine-tuned to attain it. It was all worth it to be and beat the Udan Pari.